In Madrid, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton thanked the United States allies, Spain, for its contribution to the NATO-led force in Afghanistan and sent condolences for the Spanish troops who were killed in action there recently. Her meeting with Spanish Foreign Minister Trinidad Jimenez focused on bilateral issues, but also on regional and global hotspots like Libya. Clinton answered Muammar Gaddafi's threat on Friday to take the fight into Europe if NATO forces, including Spain, don't back off from Libya.
That instead of issuing threats, Gaddafi should put the well-being and the interests of his own people first, and he should step down from power and help facilitate a democratic transition that will meet the aspirations of the Libyan people. We appreciate Spain's contributions to enforcing the no-fly zone and the arms embargo. The NATO-led mission is on track. The pressure on Gaddafi is mounting, and the rebels have been gaining strength and momentum. We need to see this through, and we are in complete agreement that we will.
Clinton next met with Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, whose socialist government has instituted austerity measures to combat Spain's deep economic crisis with 21% unemployment. Clinton said Spain needs time and patience to get the economy back on track. Finally, she met with King Juan Carlos, making his first public appearance since an operation on his right knee. He didn't want to miss a meeting with Clinton, who called Spain a valued and trusted ally. Al Goodman, CNN, Madrid.